Locker room chats continue as we get set for week 6 of the high school football season. Pleased now to be joined by Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies and a Countryside Feed. A tough one last week on the road at Waubunsee, 28-12. Waubunsee gets the victory. When you look at that ball game and how it transpired, Waubunsee built a nice halftime lead, but you guys were able to kind of soothe things over in the second half. It ultimately didn't end up in the win, but a much better second half. I mean, collectively overall, what was your main takeaway from that ball game last week?
Yeah, kind of like you said, we did not start out well in the first half at all. 21-0 at halftime. We kind of put some stuff together in the second half, and I think mainly we just kind of settled in and started playing our game. We had a lot of silly mistakes in the first half that really set us back. And Waubunsee's a good team this year for sure, so not to take anything away from them.
Well, you mentioned kind of going into my next point was just kind of the change from the first half to the second half. You know, were there specific adjustments that were made, or was it just one of those tough scenarios where it just so happened to kind of turn on in the second half and not necessarily for four quarters?
Honestly, didn't make a bunch of adjustments at halftime. It just was us finally settling in and playing. You know, we started, I think we had the ball inside the 30 four times throughout the night. And in the first half, we just didn't execute on those opportunities. We took advantage of most of them in the second half, and we still had a late fumble in the game inside like the 15, I think. So we definitely didn't have, or we definitely had our opportunities. We just didn't take advantage of them. And so we didn't have to make a lot of adjustments at halftime. We just needed to start doing what we knew was already there.
Well, it's certainly a tough scenario. Obviously, that first game of the year was canceled, but you've been on the field every week since. But a 4-out-of-5-game stretch where those four games are on the road, and then that stretch will conclude with another road trip to Troy this week. But what are the challenges like there when you play 4 out of 5 on the road?
Yeah, it's definitely tough, especially with first game that we missed being a home game for us. It's a little odd for me being, you know, this late in the season and only having one home game so far this year. Kind of feels like we haven't even really gotten in the groove of the season yet and just only having one home game. So it's presented some challenges for sure, but at some point we got to start putting things together on the road so that we show up and play at the beginning of the game.
Yeah, it is fortunate you'll play the last two at least at home with Jackson Heights and Northern Heights, but a road trip to Troy coming up this week. We will talk about that matchup with the head coach of Valley Heights right after this. Continuing to talk with Valley Heights head football coach Cody Trimble, it is presented by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed, a road trip to Troy on a Friday night, another district contest. You look at this team, they're 3-2. They're coming off a loss on the road at Jackson Heights. What challenges do the Trojans present this week?
You know, they throw the ball around a lot like Waubunsee does. We kind of struggled with that in the first half last week. We kind of settled in with it a little better after we saw them for throughout the game. But Troy's going to do a lot of the same stuff. And it's nice being able to play Waubunsee the week before them, so we kind of get a little bit of look at it, but we definitely got to clean that stuff up.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, very similar to what Waubunsee was able to do. So you mentioned just kind of cleaning things up in practice, but does it at least make your job a little bit easier in terms of the preparation, you know, at least going against another team that's very similar and kind of does the same stuff?
I would say a little bit, yeah. I mean, we kind of have an idea how we want to play them, and kind of saw some things last week that worked or might have worked better than we thought of, or didn't work at all against Waubunsee doing some similar stuff. So a little bit does help in preparation.
Finally, Coach, before we let you go, what are going to be some keys to the game this week, and what are your expectations for your team on Friday against Troy?
I believe that we can play with them. We believe we can play with anybody. But we've been preaching all week just showing up and starting the game from the first play, not waiting until the second half.
Johnny Kane will have the call on 103.9 on Friday night. Troy and Valley Heights, a Class 1A District 2 contest, pregame shortly after the Friday Night Fever show. Always appreciate the time with Valley Heights head coach Cody Trimble, presented by Blue Valley Technologies and Countryside Feed. Coach, appreciate it very much as always, and good luck this week.
Thank you.